views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of following your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this show to provide an opportunity for people to call in and experience what it's like to connect with your intuition and your insight and shift it on the spot and you know, start to feel better quickly. You are welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my absolute favorite people in the world here on the show with me today. My guest is Leroy Maloof, and he's a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience deeper ease. And he is also the founder of Wellbeing Process, and he has a book out there. Would you like to tell us about your book, Leroy? Are you there?
I'm here. And thank you again for having me on, Colette.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Let me back up a minute. It feels like it took me far too long to get to the point of continually getting stronger to my life. And I said, you know what? I don't want it to take other people that long. So it's why I do this work. It's why I formed the Energetic Wellbeing Process. It's why I wrote the book. And the book is called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And it's both an autobiography and a teaching book. So there are chapters in the book that will help people daily, for example, just getting strong every day or getting to neutral. And it's been out a couple years now, and I keep getting potential clients, for example, will read the book and come see me. But anyway, it's something I want to do, which is to help people get stronger and more fit in all ways to their life, instead of being weak to our lives as we tend to be.
I love that. And you're doing really good work out there. And Leroy, will you just, because I age isn't such a major factor, but you're an inspiration to many people because you're out there, you know, and what age are you?
Oh, I just turned 84.
84. And I have to tell you, you've got so much energy and you're doing all this great work. And so I just really want to, you know, tell you how much you inspire me and inspire others.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, I just finished my second book. It's a shorter ebook. And was really relieved to get that done. And I'm in the midst of putting the positive power of being neutral, designing it as an online course. So there's a lot of great things happening.
Yeah, I know you've been busy. So, you know, you wanted to talk about neutrality, and I would like to just say, you know, why neutrality? A lot of people talk about positive thinking. They talk about negative thinking. Why neutrality?
Well, being neutral is about the most powerful place you can be energetically, because you're present, you're observing, and you're not reacting to people, to events, to situations.
And, you know, a lot of us, you know, I explain this, you know, I also have my book out and doing the same thing, you know, like sharing my story and then sharing how to move energy when people get stuck in this place. And a lot of people, you know, their awareness is more on a conscious level and they're not so aware of what their subconscious and unconscious mind are doing. And this can create a lot of problems. Like a lot of times people will have thoughts that are not necessarily strong. Do you want to explain that?
Well, again, remembering that when we're 5 years old, we're going strong to 90% of our life. And by the time we get told about how to live in the real world, quote unquote, we're only going strong to 20% of our life. That means that every time we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, judging others, etc., our energy's going weak. And interestingly, in fact, a recent example made me want to talk about neutral again, because I was working with a colleague who has had hay fever since he was 9 years old, and he's 33 now, and we were working, and his whole left nostril was completely stopped up, and he had high pressure. So we started getting to neutral, and it almost completely went away. Then we worked once more, and the issue there was all the warnings that he'd bought into. And imagine this, at age 9, being told you've got to watch out for hay, you've got to watch out for dust, you've got to watch out for this. So all these warnings were so firmly lodged into his psyche that he believed it. And so every time he got exposed to dust or something, he'd get hay fever.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him to neutral, to all the warnings, and his hay fever completely went away.
I love it. And because most allergies, almost 99% of the time, are emotional. And I've, you know, sometimes you can work with people, and I notice this with, like what you say, like the sadness of being an adult compared to being innocent as a child, because a lot of people actually become sick because they don't feel that they're allowed to quit their job.
Yeah.
And so they have to like get sick because that's the only way that they would be allowed to, by society, quit their job.
Well,
and you know, bakers will get allergic to flour, and carpenters get allergic to dust, and you know, dog groomers get allergic to dogs, and you know, it's funny. Hairdressers to chemicals, you know, and the list goes on. And once you clear that energetically about them giving themselves permission to make a change. Because, you know, we're all told, aren't we, like, you know, not all of us, but most of us are told that if we get the, you know, if we go to school and we get educated and we get the right job and then, you know, we meet the right person and we do, you know, those things, that then we're going to be happy. But if we're miserable doing them, what we're attracting from the universe is more misery.
Well, the interesting thing there is when I check with clients and say, how many things have you bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do? It's in the thousands. And mm-hmm. then I say, well, let's check how many warnings you've bought into. And frequently that's the thousands. And I say, well, how much have you bought into aging and degeneration? And that's in the thousands. And I say to them, all right, look at all this stuff you've bought into. Can you live up to it? And they always say, no.
Who could? I'm starting to see every day, Leroy. I'm starting to see the perfection of imperfection.
Well, I say to them, What happens if you're buying all into all this stuff? Oh, well, I'm judging myself. I'm watching what I'm doing. I'm having to be careful. I have to do this way. And it doesn't work.
No. And it makes people sad. Or what they say sad. Yeah, frustrated.
And sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And because, and you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here in a minute or so. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about that. There's two things that came to mind when you were just speaking now. One is, you know, let's explain about physical, you know, like physical problems that people have, how quite often if you test energetically, they're non-physical at root cause. Yep. And then also the other thing that came up when you were talking is you are a genius at identifying percentages in people, like, and I want you to explain just, you know, quickly, like, to everybody, how you're measuring that energetically, because you use that a lot, and it's just really cool. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Mr. Leroy Malouf. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Malouf. Leroy, just share your contact information with everybody before we move on to talks about neutrality.
Thank you. The website is EWBPaul.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process. And my email is Leroy@EWBP.com. And the phone is 508-375-6452.
Thank you. And we were talking before. I just wanted to mention people can call in if you want to get something shifted, if you want a creative solution for a problem you're having. I was thinking about our Rags to Riches song that was just on. Got to clear that for people that it's not possible, right?
Yeah, exactly.
1-800-930-2819. So Leroy, we were talking, I said before the break, I really wanted you to explain why not positive thinking or negative thinking, but neutrality.
Well, and I was mentioning it's about the most powerful place we can be. Let me explain that in a different way. I've known my wife for about 62 and a half years. And there were many times.
That sounds so funny. I bow down to you.
Well, there were many times I didn't think we would make it. And we're in a fantastic place now. A lot of the way due to the fact that she's got a lot of unconditional love, because you need that if you live with me.
I know. I tried to keep up with you at times, when we're and stuff and in Egypt, and it's challenging.
and secondly, I learned to get neutral to everything she says, thinks, or does, and everything she doesn't say, think, or do. And when I say that, people say, well, what, you don't care? I said, well, it's exactly because I care and because I'm committed and I support her and I'm attached. And they said, well, you can't be that in neutral too. Well, guess what? It's important at the points where you are most attached and that you most care about to be neutral, because otherwise you react. Now, for example, if she does something that I don't like and I react, guess what? She reacts. And then I react. And then she reacts. And then we go down the tubes together.
Yeah, and isn't that fun?
And I'm sitting there going, well, she shouldn't have said that. Or I was right anyway, or whatever, you know? So for as long, as I choose to stay in that place, I'm causing my energy to go weak, and I'm certainly not helping the relationship. So neutral is absolutely crucial in our relationships.
So, this is something that I feel a lot of people confuse, is neutrality with indifference.
Oh, yeah.
Indifference is totally different from neutrality. When I was studying with Majaya Sati Bhagavati, the karma specialist, she worked with people that were dying a lot and cleared a lot of karma for people. And she says, we have 11 states of karmic spaces, not direct or indirect karma with people, but like that humanity tends to share. And one of those is indifference. And that's so different from neutrality. Indifference is when you are, you don't care.
Yeah.
Neutrality is when you do care and you want to get neutral enough to make a good, strong choice for yourself and the people that you're involved with.
Exactly. And in fact, by the way, if you go to the dictionary and the thesaurus, which I did when I was defining neutral, there's other definitions that don't fit either, middle of the road compromise. That's not what neutral is about. And then the next step is, well, how do you get to neutral? Well, in a way, there are a lot of ways to get to neutral, such as when some people learn to meditate and they'll do it in the midst of being upset about something. The way that you and I have learned and that we teach is you find what's the absolute worst scenario that can happen for a person. And the reason for that is, every single thing in our life that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak through. So unless we get neutral to the worst, there'll be still something out there bothering us and we'll still react. And that reaction gets in the way of what we want to accomplish. So
totally.
So that's half of it. The other half is to get neutral to the best scenario. And people say, well, why do you do that? I say, well, guess what? We set up expectations, and particularly expectations we really care about. And when they're not met, if we react, again, it's just as making us just as weak as if we react to the worst. So we have to go neutral to our expectations, basically. And then it frees us up to fully support what we want in life.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, is that people recognize that when you're in a state of neutrality, you have the ability to look at both ends of it, and you get neutral to either end, either extreme, then you have opportunity to operate, in between and make choices that are strong in moving forward to steer the situation in the direction that you would like to go. And sometimes, you know, when you're neutral and you do that, it doesn't turn out the way you thought it was going to. Do you want to mention that part?
when you're neutral and you open up, then you're actually ready to deal with the situation no matter which way it goes. And that's wonderful. That's freedom.
Yeah, it's really about discipline of the mind in many ways.
Yes.
Because, you know, not allowing yourself to go to the reaction, like stopping. And what would you suggest people do, like when they are in that situation where they're feeling really triggered and they don't know what to do and they feel like they're about to react? What's the best thing that person can do in that exact moment to stop that reaction?
Well, to again say, well, all right. Let me give you an example maybe to illustrate that. Frequently, I find with clients that they're into suffering. And so I say to them, you know, they're either suffering because they're suffering, or they're suffering because they hear of women and children or animals suffering. And I say, okay, I have a trick question for you. And they say, what's that? I say, can any one of us suffer enough to help one other person? And they kind of laugh and say, oh, well, no. I said, how come? And they'll say, well, you can't help people out of suffering. I said, no, because your energy is going weak. Now, so then you say, well, what do you do about that? Well, the worst scenario I've found to suffering is that we human beings, and so this is what I'll say to people. Let's look at the very worst. It is that we human beings kill every living thing on this planet in agonizing and painful ways. And boy, practically no one's neutral to that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is say, well, let's clear a few hundred quadrillion experiences, upsets, reactions, triggers, you know, and let's just focus on the midline and get the person strong to all their experiences of reacting, and say, okay, then let's kind of, you know, it's like hitting the delete key on the computer. We don't know exactly how it works, but when you focus on the worst scenario, finding the truth of what's the worst scenario for the person is enough to get them to neutral.
So yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And why can't, you know, why does that happen? We don't really 100% understand that, but what's your thought on that?
Well, I keep using the example of when quantum physicists were trying to understand the really small particles in this universe, and they found that through all the great efforts they went to be able to observe them, the act of observation was enough to cause it to change, just observing it. For example, if they were able to observe one of these really small particles, it would immediately change either to a wave or to an identical particle 4 billion miles out in space.
Yeah, I love it.
and if they observed it and it was a wave, it would immediately change to something else, like a particle. And so, again, we don't know how it happens, but hitting the delete key works. So when we're getting neutral, we're hitting the delete key. And it takes us away from reacting.
Now, awesome.
By the way, the flip side of that one is get neutral to every living thing on the planet prospering and thriving. And people are not neutral to that either because they don't think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we clear through all the layers, get them strong to their midline, find the truth of, oh, I don't really believe that'll happen. And they get to neutral.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
To achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. We are talking about neutrality, and we're talking about the benefits of becoming neutral rather than trying to force yourself to be positive or negative. And you can call in if you would like to clear a problem that you have, something's bothering you, 1-800-930-2819. And I'm loving this conversation, Leroy. You know, we were talking about the importance of neutrality. Now, it seems like, well, what good does neutrality do to provide a person with more health and fitness?
Well, let's go back to the first example I gave, which is the person with hay fever. who has been struggling with it, let's see, from age 9 to 33, that's for about 24 years, definitely having negative physical effects on them. Once we got them neutral to everything they'd ever been bought into, I mean, yeah, let's back up a minute. People are really well-meaning. They say, look, you have to be careful of dust. You've got to be careful of pollen. You've got to be careful of this. You know, they're trying to help us not get exposed to things. The difficulty is that these warnings, our energy goes weak to, and we actually end up creating what it is we're trying to avoid. I have an article that says, beware of the warnings. They alone cause disease. And so once we cleared those beliefs, that was the last bit of what was going on. So this person did not experience hay fever anymore.
You know, this is what's coming up as you were just talking here now, that I'd really like to get your perspective on this. Because, like, you know, you've been on this earth 84 years, right?
Yes.
And so you've experienced a lot of change.
Yes.
Because just even in the last, you know, last decade, for sure, there's been major change because of the internet and, you know, all of that, right? It's more and more people are on it, more and more people are using it. What is your feeling like around, you know, people watching TV and, you know, like, do you have any views around that, like about the media and that?
Well, that's a good question, because my wife and I talk about this quite a bit. If you take the percentage I mentioned earlier, which is we adult humans are only going strong to 20% of our lives. In other words, anytime we're happy, appreciating, feeling good, doing things we get satisfaction out of, celebrating, listening to someone, being listened to, all those things our energy goes strong to. Well, you stop and look at television and you say, how much of what is on television, how much of it is your energy going strong to, and how many is your energy going weak to? There was one program that we both said, well, wait a minute, we better not watch that before we go to sleep. And I said, maybe we better not watch it at all, because it is just so murderous and violent that the program, in a way, is propagating weak energy to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do we want to keep exposing ourselves to that? So we stopped watching that series.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know, my daughters used to have night terrors. And I finally figured out it was the news. It's not that pleasant to watch, really. So, you know, it just, people need to be aware of this. And last week we had someone call in to the show and they were talking about how they do paintings and artwork. And Phil was on and we were shifting some energy around that. And I asked her, because TV came up weak for her, and she was putting the TV on in the background while she was painting. And I said, it would be more beneficial if you're not listening to the TV and there's negative programming on the TV and you're not consciously aware of it, you're way better off putting on some really good music.
Oh, yeah.
And dancing. And, you know, she just started right on the spot there on the show. She started to cry. And she was weeping tears of joy. And I, you know, she's emailed us since and said, like, she just feels so uplifted to give herself permission to surround herself with that which makes her feel happy rather than, you know, that which makes, you know, pulls her energy down.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, that was really cool. We do have a caller on the line. We have Trish from the Okanagan. Okanagan, yes. Are you there, Trish? Hello? Hello? Trish?
Hello.
Hi, Trish.
Hi there.
So you're from God's country, British Columbia.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Do we have maybe, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So what can Leroy and I do for you today, Trish?
I recently have had eye surgery, and I did my bit of healing, and then I went back to work. And within less than 30 days, I was laid off because work is really, really slow in the area right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just feeling really stuck with, I'm just feeling really, really low.
What we want to do is we want to get a baseline for where you are right now, just so that we can see where we're taking this. Okay. So if on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, it's really, really awful. Where are you?
I'm probably about 9.5.
Okay. Leroy, here, I'm going to turn this over to you. She's registering at about 100,000 right now.
Okay, Trish. So, were you able to hear us talking about neutral earlier?
Yes, I just caught a little bit of it.
Okay. Well, we need to get you neutral to things being slow. And so let me ask you, what's the worst thing that can happen of your being laid off, not able to get work, and things being slow?
Losing my place to live.
Okay. And so you become homeless. What's worse than that?
Suicide.
Commit suicide. Okay. And what's worse than that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's try a couple. A couple of worse scenarios. One is that you commit suicide, and after you die, you found out it's all been a big farce. It's just extinction. So you just all of a sudden, the candle went out. See, you're not neutral to that. We're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. I believe there's another best scenario or worst scenario, which is you're living under an underpass. You have your latest model grocery cart, but someone steals that, and you become totally incapacitated, not able to take care of yourself ever again. So let's get you neutral to that. So now, when you think of being laid off and committing suicide, does anything still bother you?
Things still bother me?
Does anything still bother you about that?
Yeah, just feeling kind of hopeless.
Hopeless. Okay. And let's try the other side, which may be the best scenario is you get a great job. You're prospering. You have plenty of money and prosperity. So you're not neutral to that either. So again, we need to clear through all your thoughts, experiences, fears, everything that you've thought about. Feeling hopeless, suicide, and also about being totally prosperous. Let's just clear that away too. We're going to focus on your midline.
Leroy, I'm going to get you to keep working, and I'm going to ask you, Trish, to stay on the line over this next break because we got to take a quick break here right now. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. It's a pleasure to connect with all of you, and I want to thank everybody who's given me these great reviews for my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. We'll be right back right after the break, and we'll finish clearing for Trish with Leroy. Be right back.
To achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen, is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we do have Leroy Maloof on the show today, and we have Trish on the line. But before I continue with that, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements just to let people know. I do have a teleshifting seminar coming up on May 9th, which is Monday at 7 o'clock. You can go to The Truth Is Funny under events and teleshifting. And book that if you want. And I'm focusing on purpose and career so that they're strong to each other. Life is more fun that way. And I also wanted to mention that that the Energetic Upgrade online program, we do have a date now, May 20th, but you can go to the www.energeticupgrade.com and you can order your online program now. It's available to order. It's just we want to make sure we have the date strong, that everything's running properly. And one last one, I wanted to thank very much Angel from the Spring Festival of Awareness. She put on, it was the 38th event, the 38th annual 38th Spring Festival of Awareness, and there was wonderful facilitators there, and it was really, really fun and really enjoyable, and a lot of really good work being done by a lot of people. And so I just wanted to put a big thank you out to Angel for having me out there to speak, and also to all her crew. And the Dragons were really, really happy to make their debut. TalesFromTheVector.com will be up in the next couple weeks or so, and the prints and paintings will be available for sale. So all of that. Now let's get back to.
Let me mention one thing. The second Wednesday of every month, I have a free teleseminar called Expanding Spiritual Awareness. To help us get more in touch with who we really are. On May 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m. Western Pacific, that's a free call, and you can find out about it either on our website, Energetic Wellbeing, all one word.com, or on Facebook, Energetic Wellbeing.
Awesome. So let's get back to Trish now. We were working on this on the break here, and I'd just like to check in with you, Trish, and see if you're feeling any change right now.
Not so anxious right now.
Okay, so does not so anxious have a number?
I'm probably at like a I would say six.
Yeah, I was getting around to five. So you are shifting right now. Leroy, what else were you picking up was going on here?
I just want to check again, Trish, when you think of being homeless, committing suicide, and having to keep going through, let's make it like Groundhog Day. So every time you come around, you're having to do this and it gets worse and worse each time. Let's get you neutral to that. And again, get you neutral to prosperity and freedom, and never having to learn from being fired and looking for a job and being upset again. Let's get you neutral to that as well.
Okay.
And what are you noticing now, Trish?
Just emotion.
Okay, and what's the emotion? For example?
Hoping to feel...
Go ahead.
Just the acknowledgement of those feelings.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
See, what I'm noticing is that there's better energy flowing to your legs and feet right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's helping you get more grounded and balanced, right?
Yes.
Cool. That's where we want to be.
And what, because what I was picking up, it's kind of that energy, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. And so, but when I tested energetically your situation, you've been in this situation before. And this time you're handling it even better than you have in the past. So it's going to strengthen you that, you know, you don't have to repeat, recycle, regurgitate is coming up that word, old stories that are holding you back and causing limitations for you. So we just strengthen you that you could, you know, let go of any old story and just move into a better one and just see that future. And we want to just really get you strong and everybody else strong that's listening now or later, that recognizing that we, you know, it does not take more energy to create a really negative life than it does to create a really wonderful, happy, joyful one. And so, you know, we want to get in touch with our thoughts, and we want to, you know, when these fears come up, it's scary, but if we actually, you know, go inside and take that few seconds to acknowledge that we're feeling the fear, face it, what is it, like Leroy said, and then just delete it and allow ourselves to move into a better place. And so we just strengthen that for you, that would be more automatic for you throughout this day. And I'm getting throughout the coming week. And, you know, I was just picking up some trauma around eyes in general and having to see things from other people's perspective and it not being the same as yours. So we just strengthen that for you. Leroy, any last words of advice here for Trish?
Yeah, Trish, if you can also just kind of switch a little bit and say, what are you thankful for about yourself and your life? And kind of switch to gratefulness, because it feels like you have a lot of resilience. Feels like you want to keep helping yourself do better. So let's just shift to appreciating you for that. And thank you for being on the call.
Yeah, thank you, Trish.
Thank you very much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Leroy, I was saying earlier, I really want you to explain, and I guess really quickly, what, how are you testing percentage? Because you use that a lot. And so just I want people to have an understanding of what's going on there. You're not just randomly coming up with some number.
No, and it's a combination of ways. I mean, for example, I tell people that that about 70% of the population is angry, is carrying anger. And a colleague, and I'm measuring in that case by the clients I see in person and in workshops. And a client said, a colleague who teaches court-appointed anger management classes says it's higher than that.
That must be fun.
Yeah, because people come in and say, well, I've never been angry all of my life. And all of a sudden I exploded and hit that guy. And they didn't even know they had anger. So you can measure just by observation. Well, then you can also measure with muscle testing. And in the same way, you can muscle test physically, or you can use your own energy to muscle test. For example, if I say, okay, in Canada, what percent of the population is carrying anger in one form or another, or have suppressed it? And I just do a quick physical muscle test, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 71, 2, 3, 73%. So, and it's interesting because when you do this, when you muscle test with people and you come up with a percent and say, what are you experiencing? Inevitably, it comes pretty close. Although, you know, not everybody gets exactly the same answer, but that's okay because it just gives you a range of what's happening.
Yeah. So it's so that you have, baseline basically, so that you can kind of track when you energetically shift something, that you can track your progress or the client's. Yeah.
And it's wonderful for that.
Yeah. And you know what? We're at the end of the show and probably have about a minute left. And I'd like you to just say something that you really want to say. We forgot. You're in the process of writing another book. You got 1 minute to tell me that. We really want to know. What's your book?
it's called Expanding Energetic and Spiritual Awareness. And I'm writing it again because I realize that we all need to be strong for awakening, because things are, as you said, there's huge change taking place. And as we strengthen ourselves for awakening and being open to new and fresh and different and curiosity and awareness and trust and accepting, then it enables us to deal with what's happening and to be strong and resilient in dealing with everything.
Thank you, Leroy. That was so well said, and you did it in under a minute. I'm so impressed. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, or we'll be listening to it later with Leroy Maloof. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, Leroy. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, all the listeners, and Trish for calling in. We'll talk soon again next Wednesday. 8 a.m. Pacific time. Bye, Leroy.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.